الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Allah رب العزة our sustainer our cherisher our nourisher and durood and salam and salutation peace and blessings be upon Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his family and those that follow him till the day of Qiyamah. Today the topic of discussion in this nasiha is a common phrase which every one of us hears daily and says daily. And what is that? I have no time. The husband will ask the wife, did you make roti for supper? She say, make maaf, I did not have time. The mother will ask the daughter, did you bake the cupcakes I asked you to? Maaf, I did not have time. When the child goes to school, the teacher asks, did you do your homework? I did not have time. In a madrasa, the ustad asks the student, did you finish your work? Did you learn the sabak? Did you learn the required door? I did not have time. So everybody, employer, employee, student, ustad, spouses, parents, children, relatives, everyone is using this phrase, I do not have time. There is no time. There is no time. And Allah Pak takes qasam on time, wal asr. The time is a witness how negligent insan is regarding time. So everybody says, I have no time, I have no time. So I give you an example. You have this typical businessman, very busy, and mashallah, his shop or his surgery is so busy that there's no time for him to even have lunch, drink a glass of water, or even relieve himself. So busy. So he comes in, he opens 8 in the morning. From 8 till 5, he's on his feet, busy, seeing to patients, seeing to customers, no time for his own need. People, family, advise him, give some time to your family, give some time to your children growing up, they're getting big, help with their homework, take them out weekends, do this, no, busy. It's only work and work and work. Weekends come. He's gone overseas for meetings, conferences, etc., etc. No time for family, no time for breaks, no time at all, but just making money and money and more money. Then one day he comes into his place of practice, his business. He walks in, and as the shop gets busy, all of a sudden this man collapses to the ground. Immediately the staff, managers, pick up the phone, call the ambulance services, paramedics rush onto the scene, and they stabilize him, put him into the ambulance, and rush him to the nearest hospital. When he gets to the hospital, they admit him, they do tests, and eventually they realize that this man here has had a major heart attack, and now he has to do the bypass immediately, and thereafter he'll have to go into rehabilitation for 4 to 6 months, and then perhaps he can get back on a very small scale where he has to take life very easy, no stress, no pressure. Now all of a sudden this person, he's doing, the family says, yes, go ahead, do the bypass, don't matter, don't worry about anything. Now a person thinks, the man had no time to even have a glass of water. How does he have time to do the bypass, stay in hospital? Bypass was successful. They kept him in hospital for 3 weeks, then into rehabilitation for another 3-4 weeks, and now he's back at home after 4 months. Now when he's back at home, 4 months he was away from work. Shop carried on, business carried on, life carried on. Now after 4 months, the doctors told him that every morning he has to walk 3 miles. Every evening he has to do exercises. He has to watch his diet. He can only go to his shop 2 hours a day. They have to sit on a chair in the office. Now what happens? How he makes time for all this? How he makes time for his 3 miles walk? How he makes time for weekends being with family? How he makes time all of a sudden for occasional breaks? How he makes time to sit only 2 hours in the office comes back home, how he makes time to do his exercise in the evening. Because all of a sudden, he got so sick that he realized that now, very soon, if I don't look after myself, I'll be gone. So the ajeeb thing is that death has a very powerful quality. The hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِنِ اللَّذَاتِ, excessively remind yourself about that thing which will put an end to all desires, and that is death. Because death has this strong power of doing something which you and I have not done yet. The phrase, when we say we have no time, is an incorrect phrase used incorrectly by every one of us. There's no such thing as no time. All of a sudden now, how this businessman has time for his family, for relaxing, going out, picnics, eating, being health conscious, how he has time. It's not a matter of having time or not having time. Bottom line is, when a person says, I did not have time to make rotis, or I did not have time to accomplish this particular task, it actually means it was not a priority in my life. It was not a priority in my schedule. You can't say, I don't have time to come to the masjid for salah. Is that salat in the masjid is not a priority in your life. You can't say, I do not have time to make rotis. Where did you use the time? The time was there. What did you do with it? On my list for that day, rotis was not a priority in my life. On my list on that day, that particular task was not a priority. So do not say, I don't have time for worship. I don't have time for salah. I'm a very busy person. I don't have time for family. I don't have time to do gush. I don't have time to go out in the part of Allah. I'm very busy. No, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. You are misusing that phrase. I have not made salah a priority in my life. I have not made Quran a priority in my life. I have not made gush a priority in my life. I have not made going out in the part of Allah a priority in my life. So death has that strong power. Death has that strength which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized. Remember death regularly, often as possible. Why? Death has the proper, strong power of allowing us to prioritize our life the correct way. When a person knows that now he has to die, when a person knows that soon he's going to be leaving this dunya, when a person knows his actual life is akhirat, he won't have time to waste on things which are not important. He'll prioritize his life. And the first thing on our list, which we have to prioritize, is salah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That salah has to be top on the list. Don't ever say, I don't have time for salah, or Quran, or ibadat, etc. Or to do anything. It's that we have to make salah a priority in our life. Top on the list, first thing is salah. My priority number one is salah. Everything else secondary, everything else afterwards. First thing, my salah, my Quran, my zikr, my dua. These things are going to be the most important in my life. These things are going to be the priority of my life. Afterwards, after my salah, Quran, dua, zikr, then comes my halal sustenance, my halal rosy earning for my family. So we have to prioritize our life. In the list of life, top should be salah, and the bottom should be your halal sustenance in the priority list. In between, you have your salah, your Quran, your dua, your zikr, your going out in the path of Allah, effort of deen, deeny work, all good things. Whatever your obligations are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., all hukuk. And the bottom of this priority list will be earning halal sustenance. But that also is important in our lives, but we need to know what comes first. So now, after listening to these short, humble words, don't ever say, I don't have time, or I did not have time, that's why I did not do this. No, you are wrong. It was not a priority, that's why you did not do it. Understand, we have to prioritize our lives. Visit the Qabristan regularly, males.
Females, read about death. Read the ayat and tafasir and ahadith and Quran about death. Read what's going to happen to a person after death. Be punctual and try and attend janaza salahs, males. Go to the qabristan, females. Person passes away in the community, attend the mayyit. That will create that awareness of death, and that will allow us to prioritize our lives. That today we have forgotten what's a priority, and we have gone and used all our resources in things which are less important, and because of that, we are facing the consequences that the ummah at large can see and witness. So my dua is, may Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us all the ability and tawfiq to prioritize our life. First thing in our life comes Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our parents, our spouses, our family, our children, our community at large. Don't be selfish, only worry about ourselves, making money, money, money. That we forget the priorities. And when time is there for us to prioritize, it's too late. When we're supposed to have prioritized, we did not. Now time to leave dunya, then we realize, I made so much of money. Now I'm using all this money to restore my health. And I got no time now, because most of the time I'm in hospital, I'm sick, I'm bedridden, I'm in rehabilitation. I cannot do, play, jump, hop, skip, spend time with my family, who gave their lives for me. I gave them money, but did not give them my time in my life. May Allah give us tawfiq to prioritize, to give our all energies and resources to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to the deen, and to allow us not to misuse our time, which is an amana, and grant us full maximum benefit of every second of our lives, where we can prioritize and use it in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah give us tawfiq. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ربنا تقبل منا ما كان صالحا واصلح لنا ما كان فاسدا اللهم ارزقنا علما ينفعنا وعملا يرفعنا اللهم ارزقنا من غير تعب ولا نسب ولا منه ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء بسم الله على ديننا وأنفسنا وأولادنا وأهلنا وأموالنا سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله ألف ألف مرة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا في الدارين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.